Huzoor says that in my last sermon I mentioned that the job of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is to revive the religion. That religion which with the passage of time has almost lost its greatness and that prestige and position which this religion had, that was not to be seen, which was being attacked from all sides in a worldly way in this very country. For example, some few centuries after the victory, for a few centuries, then there was such a downfall that the name of Islam was very much effaced from this country. And those who wanted to stay within Islam and follow it, the Christian monarchs, they made them the object of torture and oppression and converted them into Christianity. Or apparently they were made to declare like that. And then gradually, in their generations, there was no trace of Islam left. Spiritually speaking, the condition of Islam was like this, that everywhere, the Christian missionaries, they were pitching up their very strong net and converting, catching and attacking the Muslims and capturing them into the fold of Christianity. Or you can say that the Muslims, because of their spiritual weakness, they were being captured in their net. In India, which in that part of the world, because of the saintly people, which used to be called the citadel of Islam, even in that, there were hundred thousands of Muslims who went into the lap of Christianity. And they were themselves putting themselves into the spiritual death of themselves. At that time, Allah the Almighty sent the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, for the revival of Islam, the arrangements of that were made by Allah Almighty through him. And the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, after getting the knowledge from Allah, he addressed all the followers of religions, and he introduced the beautiful teaching of Islam, and he established its superiority over the teachings of other religions. The Christian priests, they used to say, declare Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam preference over the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They used to give this preference. The reality about that was explained by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in such a way that the Christian ministers and priests, who for a few years they were talking about complete prevalence and dominance of Christianity in Christianity, they were forced to defend their position. Rather, they ran away from this competition and this confrontation, and started giving instruction to their followers that you don't have to indulge in any debate with Ahmadis. Otherwise, they will establish the superiority of Islam and they would deviate you from your faith. The Christian priests, they accepted to this extent that the Islam, which is being presented by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the teaching which he is presenting to the people, because of this new Islam, which was new in their eyes, but actually that was the real Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is getting the same former glory which he had. That was not a new Islam, as I said, which was presented by the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. Rather, according to the promises of Allah Almighty, this was the manifestation of the rising of the dead, which he showed by getting the knowledge from Allah Almighty. And he established the superiority of Islam over Christianity and other religions. He established that very firmly. So this job of reviving the dead to the life, that, as I mentioned in my last sermon, is today the job of each and every Ahmadi. They have to take care of their conditions, and they have to change their condition. And by doing so, and also through their practical efforts, and by employing their individual efforts, each and every member of the Jamaat in Spain, they should pay special attention to this one, and they should shun slackness and laziness through those arguments, and using that treasure of knowledge which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. We have to accelerate our activities of tabligh. But this should also be explained here, that in this age, the majority of the Christian people, generally speaking, they are away from their own religion. Therefore, they have the need of religion, and they have to have the faith in the existence of Allah, the Almighty. And as I said, through practical examples and through intellectual and spiritual reformation, we have to take steps towards that. We have to make progress in the field of taqwa, in righteousness. Because until we get this spiritual progress, there would be no blessing in our activities of tabligh. This is one of the decrees of Allah Almighty, that Islam is going to be victorious and dominant over all religions. This is the decision of Allah Almighty, that the true and the living religion is only Islam. This is the pronouncement of Allah, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his obedience is actually the means of getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And the declaration of the unity of Allah Almighty, and for that purpose, according to that, to mold your actions according to that is the means of your salvation. And this is the very purpose for which efforts and prayers are needed. This is the one thing which we have to impose upon ourselves. And we have to tell the world, and we have to convey them the message of their salvation. Hazrat Masih Maud says that Allah Almighty likes, wants that all those souls who are at this time in inhabiting various parts of the globe, whether in Europe or in Asia, all those who have the pious soul, they should be attracted to the unity of Allah Almighty, and all people should be gathered on one faith. This is the purpose of Allah Almighty for which I have been sent into this world. So you follow this purpose, but with the meekness, with the, your morals, and by emphasizing the prayers. So the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the purpose for which he was raised, in order to achieve that objective, it is also a responsibility. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has entrusted this responsibility to us, that regarding this one, according our abilities and capabilities, employing all that, we have to work hard. Nowadays in Europe, rather the whole world, as I said, in the name of religion, they are indulged in associating partners with Allah, or they are totally rejecting the existence of Allah. But you people who are living in Europe, that's why I'm talking about Europe. And then in this country, as I have already mentioned previously, there was a time when La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar, this voice was heard everywhere. In different places, the existence of the mosque is a proof of that. In various places on the walls, these words which are engraved there, they clearly indicate and they pronounce that in this, in the air of this country, that the fragrance of the unity of Allah and the Islam, that was there, but because of the degradation of the lives of the Muslims, while they made the things for their degradation and their insult, then also making the people forget the message of the unity of Allah. And as the promised Messiah salatu wasalam has mentioned, that this decision has already been taken by Allah Almighty, that people are going to be established, firmly rooted on the unity of Allah, and they are going to be attracted to one God, one religion. And as the tradition of Allah Almighty goes, that Allah Almighty always sends His chosen people and prophets for this very purpose. He sent the promised Messiah salatu wasalam in this very age for this very purpose, and through His special blessing and favor, He enabled him, that Hazrat Masih Maud salatu wasalam, and you are the people that you have joined the community of the promised Messiah. But the promised Messiah salatu wasalam has not made the bath, His bath, our last objective of our life. But He has mentioned that the purpose of my advent is to establish the unity of Allah and to gather the whole world on one religion, religion of Islam. And you have to follow me for that purpose. Only then you will be able to achieve this objective, and you will be able to call who have achieved this objective, which is the purpose of my advent. But with meekness, with humbleness, and this meekness and humbleness is acquired when you have got the arguments. Our opponents in our opposition, they are using the foul and strong language against us. They abuse us, they call names because, and they are using the force as well because they do not have the solid arguments. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that I have I have given you so much, so many of the Quranic arguments that you need not be offended or get angry. So you adopt meekness and gentleness in your arguments and establish this point on the world that the teaching of Islam is that beautiful teaching. For the expansion of that, you don't need any sword. This is that light which is going to illuminate the hearts of every pious people. And this is that good teaching which is always automatically raising the standard of your piety. The teaching about the rights to which we owe towards Allah Almighty, when this teaching is given, there Allah, at the same time, Allah Almighty also draws our attention to those responsibilities which we owe towards fellow beings. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn attention, our attention, to one fundamental thing, that this following of mine will not be called the true following until and your efforts and your activities will not bear fruit until you don't irrigate them with the water of your prayers. In order to establish the unity of Allah and the progress of Islam and the spread of Islam is to be obtained through spiritual means. And this spiritual progress and this spiritual progress cannot be attained until you get it through, until you establish your relationship with Allah Almighty. And that job which at that job which you are doing in order to call these people to the to God Almighty, and that job which is most cherished and desired by Allah Almighty, most loved by Allah Almighty, how can you accomplish that without establishing a relationship with Allah Almighty? So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn our attention to this fundamental point, that you employ the means of prayer and use this weapon, because without that your success cannot be assured. Without that you cannot achieve the objective. You cannot get your goal without that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has explained very nicely that our victory is going to be through the prayers. But along with that, of course, he drew our attention to tabligh. If the prayer is there with effort, then it definitely bears the fruit. And if along with the prayer, if you are also mindful to your own conditions, and that is very important to pay attention to that one. Allah Almighty, when he drew the attention towards tabligh, he also mentioned about the practical condition of those people who are in doing this tabligh, and that reformation was also mentioned there. Allah Almighty said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in speech than that who invites the people to Allah and performs the pious deeds? And then he declares that surely I am among those people who are fully submissive to Allah Almighty, who are wholly obedient. So Allah Almighty has mentioned that the best speech that you ever make, that is to invite the people to Allah. All other things, they are secondary. The means which are available, fully employ that, and whenever you find the opportunity, you try to be among those best people who are inviting the people to Allah. And for this, for inviting the people to Allah, you always pay attention to your own actions and deeds. You perform those good deeds about the doing of which Allah Almighty has drawn the attention. And in the Holy Quran, there are hundreds of such commandments which are mentioned in the Holy Quran. And there are certain things which are we are instructed to do, and there are certain things from which we are commanded not to do it. When a person abstains from those things which Allah Almighty has forbidden us and performs those things and tries to perform those things about which Allah Almighty has instructed us to do, then this is the pious deed. These are the pious deeds. Now if we analyze, then there are several things of piety which we tend to ignore or neglect in our domestic life, in our dealings, and also in following the discipline of the Jamaat, in performing the worship. So a da'i ilallah, a preacher, should always pay attention to this point, that one condition, and very important condition for that matter, is has been mentioned by Allah Almighty, that a person should, that such a person should be such who performs a good deed. And if you are doing good deeds, only then you will be able to invite the attention of other people to tabligh. Only then you will be able to say to other people that, yes, come along, come along, I will show you. That one, somebody who has been sent by Allah Almighty, who has been sent for the reformation of this age, he has shown me those paths. By following those, I can get the, I have been able to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Or by following those paths in so many ways, in so many respect, so much, so many respects, to a certain degree, in my heart, I find the contentment and satisfaction in my heart. And I am continuously moving progress in this direction. In my life and the here and the here in the hereafter, in order to improve that and to make them better, because of this teaching, I am mindful of that. So you come along, you also listen to me. As I am trying to become obedient to Allah, so you also come to this faith. And in order to improve this life and the life to come, you always work hard for that. So for a da'i ilallah, for a preacher, it is imperative and very essential. And this is the point which not only the preacher should always remember, but as a matter of fact, each and every Ahmadi, whether he is actively doing tabligh or not, if the world knows that such a person is an Ahmadi, if the whole society is aware that such and such person is an Ahmadi, then that Ahmadi should always remember that the word Ahmadi comes with him, even if he is not doing tabligh. But still, the fact that he is an Ahmadi, that makes him a silent preacher. So therefore, sometime the non-Ahmadis and the non-Muslims, sometime they write to me that regarding the beauty of your community, we have listened quite a lot, and you declare that you are better than all the Muslims. But that certain Ahmadi has deceived me, and he has not paid me my right, given me my right. So the action of one Ahmadi, and one action that he does, actually becomes a sort of blame for the whole Jamaat. And it brings a bad name to the whole Jamaat. So Allah Almighty, who knows what is deep down in our heart, in our nature, and as he knows his own creation, no one else can know, because he has created them. So he says, Allah Almighty says, that by doing this tabligh and preaching, who could be better than the one who does it? And along with that, he said, that the one who preaches the message, he should always do, and this should be his effort, that he is always performing good deeds and pious deeds. And by declaring that, and he should, along with that, he should also announce and make the declaration that I am a fully obedient, or I am trying to become a fully obedient person. And being a Muslim, being an Ahmadi, it is not only the label of these things that I have upon me. Rather, I take all the commandments of Allah Almighty, and I follow them fully, obediently, and I am trying my best to do that. And a Muslim becomes obedient only at that point when he is paying attention to the requirements towards Allah and also the obligations towards fellow beings. So one should remember that the quality of a mu'min being obedient is closely related to the worship. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned that a Muslim is he who firmly believes in the worship and the charity. Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, when they raised the foundation and the walls of Khana Kaaba, and then they prayed for the advent of a great prophet, then those verses, it was mentioned that the prophet would be who would be reciting the verses and show the sign and purify the people. So before that, they also prayed to Allah Almighty, Rabbana waj'alna muslimina laka wa min zurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak, that warina manasikana, and that is to say that, O Allah, make both of us obedient to you, and also from our progeny raise a community out of that, and show us the ways of our worship. So without worship, that objective cannot be fulfilled for which the prophets are sent, and for which a human being, and for which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the perfect man, and he was who was the best of all the believers and the first of all the believers, was sent, that cannot be achieved. So the teachings of Allah Almighty and the points of wisdom are understood at that time when there is a purity of self, and the self purity is achieved when you know the ways and the various ways of worship, when Allah Almighty guides you in these matters and teaches you that way of worship which is really going to be accepted by Him. So it's a great fortune of us Ahmadis that we believe in that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who taught us the ways of worship which are accepted, which are going to be accepted by Allah Almighty. And then it is moreover our good fortune that in order to get the closeness to Allah Almighty, that we have been enabled to believe in the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has drawn our attention time and again to the requirement of worship. And he has explained repeatedly that wherever you get, while you get the knowledge for the preaching, where the commandment of Allah Almighty is there, that you also make the direction of your actions in the right way, and you perform your deeds in such a way as commanded by Allah Almighty. And more than anything else, put great emphasis on your prayer and your worship. So therefore, every Ahmadi who declares himself to be an Ahmadi and who attributes himself to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, it is his responsibility that in his deeds he should rectify his actions, because he is under the eye of everyone. Even if he does not have a very sound religious knowledge which can make him very active da'i ilallah and preacher, still each and every action that he does and everything that he says can be attractive to get the attention of other people. If there are good deeds, then the people are going to be influenced by that good deeds, and they will pay attention and come closer. And even if there are not any good deeds, but and if there are not so good good deeds are there, then the followers of Satan, they would capture this purpose for their own purpose. And nowadays everywhere you see such people, everywhere they are spread all over the world, those who try that we should capture someone and use it for our own purpose, such people, and use them for our purpose, and then indulging in vices. And Ahmadi, when he is overpowered by these people, then he becomes the source of defaming the Ahmadiyyat. And secondly, as I said, every Ahmadi who is from Pakistan, who is a Pakistani Ahmadi, in the previous speech perhaps I have already mentioned that his coming to a foreign land, that is because of his Ahmadi, generally speaking, this is the case. So therefore, becoming grateful person to Allah Almighty, while they pay attention to earning the world here, so every week, sometime, at least one day every week, they should devote one day for Dawat al-Allah, for Tabligh. There are few hundred Ahmadis here. If they all become very active, then the pace of Tabligh can be increased very much, manifold. Collectively as a Jamaat, there should be programs for Tabligh, and also on auxiliary organizations at their level, programs of Tabligh should be charted out. And Tabligh should be, if it is not in a big circle, but to a certain degree, the message of Ahmadiyyat will spread among the people. As I said, the people today, they have got a very weak link with religion, and there are some people who do not have any belief in God whatsoever. They do not believe in the existence of Allah. So regarding each and every section of the people, the need of Tabligh is there. No doubt, the majority of the people, they are under the influence of Catholicism, and as they have been under this influence for a very long time, and because of that cruel campaign which was there in order to convert the Muslims into Christianity, which is well established that this was there, and in certain families, in certain tribes and groups, these very cruel deeds, they are still continuing as a tradition. Regarding Islam, these people, because of that, they don't want to listen. They are completely cut off, or they are terrified. But now, in some places, regarding Christianity or about religion, they are feeling uneasy in this country as well. Rather, Dr. Mansoor Sahib has told me that in Valencia, there was a celebration for to celebrate 400 years, and it will be mentioned there that the genocide that we have committed of Muslims and their killing that we have done, that is wrong, and we should apologize for that. So this feeling, which is now coming up, in order to further enhance it, we should have such literature, and Tabligh efforts should also be there, that this is the beautiful teaching of Islam, which teaches us to live in a friendly way, in a friendly manner, and whatever was done in the past, that was injustice. So this way will become a means of introducing Islam. No need of touching Christianity, or even if you touch it, the need is there that we should highlight the beauties of Islam, so that maximum introduction of Islam should be there, and we should tell them that in this age, the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he has drawn our attention to this right direction of Islam, which is going to be the means of their salvation. So when these conditions have been created by Allah Almighty, so then Allah Almighty is now providing this opportunity, and those people who are interested this task of Tabligh in this age, then these are the people who are given this opportunity to make use of it, and in order to reclaim the glory of Islam, which has been lost, it is the time to re-establish it, and this will be done when each and every Ahmadi living in this country has the full realization of the fact that Tabligh is our responsibility. They should not be satisfied only with this thing, that these people have got no concern with religion, or because of Catholicism they are not ready to listen to the message of Islam. 40 or 50 years ago, was there anyone who could imagine that the Muslims will be permitted freely to preach in the here in this country, or we will be able to establish a mosque here and construct a mosque here? Could anybody think at that time that a time would come that when then because of these injustice committed on the Muslims, they would feel sorry and they would be expressing their intention of seeking apology for that? So all these things are the doings of Allah Almighty. Whenever He wills that the right-minded people should be enabled to recognize the truth, then He starts such winds to blow that the hearts are inclined to this acceptance. And this to incline the hearts of the people, to mold the hearts of the people, that is the doings of Allah Almighty. And to do tabligh is the jobs of those who are along with the prophets of Allah. So it is our responsibility that according to the need of this country, we should find out more and more and new methods of tabligh. And every day, one day in week, just by doing so or making some plans, you cannot convey the message. But it is, the need is there, very consolidated plan is there. You have to fix the targets. And that we have to convey the message to 1% or 2% of the whole population. We have to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat, and those countries in which the effort is being done on this level, by the grace of Allah, very successful results are there. And as I have said, the missionaries and the Jamaat administration and all the auxiliary organizations, collectively, all these organizations, they should work side by side. Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty entrusted this responsibility to the prophets, and this was the task given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the task has been entrusted to the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that your job is to convey the message. Allah Almighty says in one place that fa'in arazu fama arsalna ka alaihim hafiza, that in alaika illa al-balagh, that if these people turn away, then we have not made as a person watching over them. Your responsibility is simply to convey the message. So this is the obligation, this is the responsibility which each Ahmadi have to discharge in each country. This is the job that you have to discharge in this country. And there is no need of handing over bulky books, a two-page or even one-page, in very few words, if you can introduce the message of Ahmadiyyat and MTA, and the website address should be given there, then those people who are interested, they would automatically pay attention to this one. And similarly, wherever the Ahmadis live, in their areas, in their regions, they should contact their important people, in the influential people in the area. If the job had been done properly, as the Markaz has been instructing for quite some time, so then the Masjid Bisharat, it is 28 years since it has been built. This Bisharat Mosque was built 28 years. With this reference, your introduction should have been in all areas. Now this this difficulty that we are facing in the mosque in Valencia, if the effort had been done, then these problems would have been solved long ago. When the problems are there, then we do the efforts. But as a matter of fact, we should plan well ahead, before time. So there is a need to change our way of thinking. If in the year, 1 year, if some delegations come here, over here, in the 28 years of the history of this Jamaat, then it is not a success. So this is not a big achievement that we have done, that some people have come to. And the literature should also be plentiful, and it's not plentifully available to you. Nowadays, the people people are fond of listening on the subject of peace and on financial issues. On the subject of jihad, the bad name which is attached to Islam, and they want to listen something on that topic. So according to that, the literature should be made available, and it is available. It is only the need to translate those. I said that apart from the, leaving aside the big cities, go to the smaller towns and villages and hold meetings and seminars there. And first you go there and get the acquaintance there and invite the leaders of the religion over there and invite them that we hold a meeting. And every follower, leader of religion should be asked to explain the beauty of their religion, and the topic can be fixed by them. And if the Sekretariat Tabligh are effective and the organization is effective, then you can get the hall, hire the halls there and hold a meeting there. In short, so many things can be done. If the missionaries and the auxiliary organizations, they become very active, and the weaknesses which are seen, they are everywhere. So at this time, we cannot actually make a claim that we have done our job to in conveying the message. The tourists, they come here in large number. For them, a simple, a beautiful literature should be made available, and that can be easily given. No doubt, some people will refuse. There will be some people like that, and some people will take it and then throw it away while after going away. But there will be certainly some percentage which will listen, read that. So our responsibility is to discharge our responsibility. If we just sit idle and do nothing, that because of the thing that the response is not good, so then Allah Almighty has not mentioned it, that you only do the tabligh and always you will get a very good response. Allah Almighty says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَاكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That whomsoever you like, you cannot guide that person to the right path. But Allah Almighty guides the person whomsoever He likes. So for the reformation and the guidance of the people of the world, the passion of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the prayers that he made in response to that, Allah Almighty says that it is up to Allah to guide the people whomsoever He likes. Whosoever is right-minded, who is pious in soul, they are going to be guided to the right path. Your job is to do tabligh and to do prayers. You continue doing that. So how can we say that each and every effort of us is going to bear fruit? To give the message convincingly, that is our job. And then you put emphasis on prayer. Allah Almighty, forgive us and cover our faults and forgive our lapses and slackness. And this is the prayer that we should make. If our efforts are being done in the right way, then other things, they are in the hand of Allah Almighty. So therefore, the effort and the prayer, the noble example which the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has established, we have to follow that. And in this point, I would like to say that the Waqf-e-Nau children, those who are part of this scheme, those who are born and brought up here, those who know the Spanish language very well, and those who are just entering into adulthood, they should present themselves to go to Jamia, so that those who know Spanish speaking and knowing people, the deficiency that we are feeling in the number of the missionaries at the moment, we may be able to and able to discharge the full responsibility of conveying the message to these people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that we are in need of such people, those who not only verbally but also in a practical way, those who are able to show something. The claim of intellectual learning, that is a selfish thing, and one should be free from that. And for this purpose of tabligh, there is a need of doers. But such capable people, if they are available, that they dedicate their life for this very purpose. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions, they, for the propagation of Islam, they used to travel to long distance in long, far-off countries. And then mentioning about the preaching in the European countries, that going into these countries is the job of those people who know that language very well. And in their way of expression, and they are able to know their thinking of those people, and those who live here, only they can be aware of that. So this scheme of Waqf-e-Nau, which Allah Almighty has enable the parents to dedicate their children. Now they're training in such a way is the responsibility of the parents that they should be able to ready to offer themselves to go to Jamia. The language of the country and the style, lifestyle of this country is such, and that they should be fully aware of that. The job of tabligh is not only for a few years or for 5 or 10 years, it is going to continue forever. So wherever immediately on a very immediately the plans of tabligh are to be made, at the same time long-term planning and thinking should also be there, and a very broad plan should also be chalked out, and only then we will be able to discharge the full real obligation of tabligh. For this devotedly we will have to work very hard, and we will have to fill our lives with piety. And the office holders should not be only mindful of their jobs, rather they will have to find out that purpose for which they are being enabled to serve the cause of the Jamaat. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the fear of Allah is in this thing, that a person should see that his saying and his deeds, how far they are compatible with one another. The heart which is impure, the wording, the saying, however pious it would be, that heart does not get any status in the eyes of Allah. So my members of my Jamaat, they should understand it, that they have come to me so that I should sow the seed, so that they could become fruit-bearing trees. So everyone should think within himself, how is his inner self and his outward appearance, his outward appearance. And this sowing of the seed is for this purpose, that there should be a fruit to that one. So every Ahmadi, in order to get this fruit, there are two ways. One is to change one's own condition, and secondly to establish their progeny on the path of piety and on the righteousness, and secondly by conveying the message of Islam to the people and getting them aware of this message. So it is one tree, different types of fruits are going to be there, and every Ahmadi should think over this point. Allah Almighty enable us that we are acting upon his teaching, and in our actions and our deeds there should be no contradiction. We should always be submissive to Allah and always getting the help from Allah Almighty, and we are the one who are getting his player, and through the guide of this age, the task regarding the propagation of Islam, the task that has been entrusted to us, we are able to perform it in the
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.